Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's do it. We've been waiting all year for this moment.
Some type of theme music,
Chris,
or something?
Hold your horses. We're trying to set it up and make it sound good.
All right.
This is radio professional right here. Hit the music, Alex. Oh, yeah. Let it wash over you like the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Hey, right now, when I hear that music, I need baby oil.
Yeah,
I need baby
oil. And a cigarette.
And a cigarette.
It is the official Odd Couple ALCS, NLCS, and World Series predictions.
But before we look couple forward, is large down low.
That's right.
That's right. At least nine innings.
Oh, my God. I love this show.
I said innings. Oh,
but before we go forward, we got to look back because you guys did a preseason edition.
Uh-oh.
And I must say this. Neither one of you have a chance to win in the preseason.
Wow.
Rob had the Yankees over the Padres.
Disaster.
Chris had the White Sox over the Giants.
Disaster.
Oh, my gosh.
However.
I didn't count on Tim Anderson getting floored.
However, in the award category, you're still alive. Rob's AL Cy Young of Gerrit Cole, still very much alive right now.
Oh, Gerrit Cole's going to win it. I feel real good about
and
that.
And Chris's NL MVP. Of Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh, did you have Ronald Acuna? Look at Chris's life.
Is
I
the
did.
Favorite.
Wow.
So that means America, at least half of these picks are going to be right.
All right.
Maybe not all of them, but half of them.
Because these guys got bad. A good track record. At least we had two right, Chris, right?
Right. Exactly.
We're going to get it started in the ALCS. You got the Twins and the Astros. You got the Rangers and the Orioles. Rob Parker will start with you. Who's making it to the ALCS of those four teams, Rob Parker?
All right, so we got it again. Give me Twins and Astros.
And Rangers, Orioles.
I'm going to go Astros are going down. Mm. I didn't like the way, Chris, they finished the season. If you remember, they scuffled. I know they won the division on the last day. They lost 5 out of 6 to Kansas City. And 2 out of 3 to Oakland, to give up the division when the Rangers passed them. And then they won the last day. I'm going to go with the Twinkies. And you know why? Because the guy they double back to go get, Carlos Correa, Chris, is magic in the postseason.
He had
a bad year, and he already had a big hit yesterday. He's made a couple of defensive plays. I'm going to go with the Twinkies. And then in the other series, the Orioles are a great story. Everybody loves Baltimore as a long tradition of baseball, but they haven't been good, Chris, for a number of years. But I'm going to say this. The Texas Rangers are the new fun bunch. Corey Seager looks like he was when he was with the Dodgers. He's great. Marcus Semien had 100 RBIs, Chris, from the leadoff spot. Jordan Montgomery has been pitching well for them. And you know what? They're doing this despite not having DeGrom. And there's a chance that Scherzer, who threw without pain, could come back. I love the Orioles. I love their story. But I'm going with the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins.
All right. I am going with the Astros to advance to the championship round for what? The seventh straight year. You talk about magic in the postseason. There's no one more magical than the Astros.
Even if they use hocus pocus.
That's right. It's a little, they use hocus pocus. And Jose Altuve, I get it. He wears transistor radios in his jersey. But that dude is clutch. That dude lives for this time of year. I like him even though he's a cheat. But no, they're a great team. And I know they finished poorly. They didn't play well at the end of the season, but they played well enough, Rob, to get that bye, and I think they're going to benefit from it. So I got the Astros advancing on one side of the bracket. And then I'm with you on the other one. I got Texas. Look, early in the year, before they were besieged by injuries,
right,
they were playing great.
They were.
Offensively. They were, like, right there with the Braves. I think they were even hitting better than the Braves. And the Braves obviously had a historic hit season from the plate. So now that they're healthy again, obviously the pitching, you know, is a question. But, I'd be shocked. If they get Scherzer back, wow, that'd be great. But I'm going with the Rangers, Rob. So it'll be Rangers against the Astros in my bracket.
All right, sticking in the ALCS before we shift gears to the other side. Rob, you got Twins Rangers in the ALCS. Who's moving on and representing the American League in the World Series?
I'm going with the Texas Rangers. They spent $500 million, Chris, for two guys up the middle. They've been getting pitching. And if Scherzer comes back and he's pain-free and can get them a couple of wins down the road, I'm going to go with the Texas Rangers. They rolled the dice. They opened up their purses. They are an explosive, fun team to watch. I think they continue to hit. Look what they did in the wild card. 11 runs, and the pitching gave up only one, Chris.
I can't argue with how well the Rangers have been playing. But give me Houston!
Oh, look at you.
I'm looking for potential. I said it, Rob. Are they a dynasty? They're not yet. They keep getting to the ALCS. They still got their two World Series in recent memory. But if they could get another one, then you're talking about two World Series and back-to-back. You're talking about three in what? About the last 7-8 years or so? So I think they would be a historic team. And as we said, they're erasing all that memory of the cheating, the garbage cans, and all that stuff. So I've got Houston getting back to defend their World Series title.
All right, we move on to the NL, where we have a couple of interdivision showdowns. First off, the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers from the NL West going head-to-head. And then in the NL East, you got the Phillies and the Braves. Rob Parker, who do you like to make the NLCS?
I know the Phillies got the Braves last year. A lot of people are hoping for the same kind of magic. I'm not one of them. The Atlanta Braves are loaded, Chris. They got everything. I like that team a lot. I love Philly, and Bryce Harper deserves to win a championship at some point, but it ain't going to be this year. I got the Braves in that series. And then I don't like the Dodgers pitching at all. I really don't. And I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to pick Arizona in an upset. I do not like the Dodgers pitching. It scares me. I know a lot of Dodger fans are sick that I even said that, Chris, because they had a great year offensively. Their pitching scares me.
They're going to be like, stay in Arizona this weekend. Stay
all
week.
I know, right?
yes, Atlanta is a phenomenal team. They're the best team in baseball. But the best team in baseball doesn't always win the World Series. In fact, Rob, I think more often than not, they wouldn't win the World Series, or they don't.
That's history.
The team
right.
with the best record, right. But this is a historic team. This is an unusual team. This is one of the greatest hitting teams that we've ever seen. And I do have the Braves advancing.
to the championship round. And I am going with those Dodgers, Rob. Obviously, their postseason play has been suspect. The pitching, obviously, a question mark. But I'm looking for Clayton, and I'm looking for the crew to do some spectacular things in this series. So I've got Atlanta v. Los Angeles in the NLCS.
All right, Rob, Braves and Diamondbacks, who, in your opinion, is going to be facing the Rangers in the World Series? Who do you got?
It's going to be Atlanta Braves. Yep, Atlanta Braves. I got Atlanta Braves and the Rangers in the World Series.
All right, I got Atlanta progressing as well. I've got Atlanta versus Houston in the World Series.
All right,
for
all the marbles, Rob, quickly, Rangers, Braves, who's walking away with the big trophy?
I got the Atlanta Braves, even though the best team doesn't normally win, but in this case, I don't see any holes in that team. I like that team a lot.
Well, this one will be anticlimactic because I'm going with the Braves as well.
It's hard not to.
Yeah, they're the best team, as we said, Rob, and the hitting is spectacular. Acuña does it all. You got Olsen with the home runs. The bullpen, I think, is a weakness, but I think they can overcome that with their offense. So I'm going with the Braves.
You know what that means, America? The Braves are getting eliminated in the NLDS. You heard it here.
In the NLDS.
Wow.
We're going to get to the championship series.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rob, the Patriots, obviously, off to a 1-3 start. And, I mean, they actually do have some winnable games on their schedule. But I've never, ever thought that they were going to make the playoffs this year. And I thought when Aaron Rodgers was healthy, they were a clear fourth best team in that four-team division of the AFC East. And now they're 1-3. They just got shellacked by the Cowboys by 35 points, worst beating of Bill Belichick's career. They got the Saints coming up Sunday, Rob. Obviously, a winnable game. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then they got the Raiders after that. That's winnable as well. But Tom Curran, who, does a great job covering the Patriots. He said in a podcast recently, Rob, something that is jarring, and here it is.
They are so far from a well-coached team that's disciplined and situationally smart. I contend that they were the worst coached team in football last year. Like, who lasts longer, Bill or Mac? Where do they both go at the same time? I mean, that's kind of the conversation.
So he's saying that, I mean, he's throwing it out there that Bill Belichick could be fired. Because obviously he threw out who lasts longer, Bill or Mac, meaning Mac Jones, their quarterback. Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm not buying any of that. And I know he covers the Patriots and all that. I just, if that was a story he's breaking, that would be some story. I do not see Bill Belichick, Chris, under any circumstances, being fired from the Patriots. Will they part ways at the end of a season or move on or what? But I'm talking about like fired. Oh, get out, Bill. No, I don't see it. I don't.
I'm completely with you.
Am I right? Like, Chris, it could end. Nobody's going to keep a job forever. This is not the Supreme Court. He's not the Pope. So, yes, could they move on from him? Yes. But fire him, like, in the middle of the season and throw Bill Belichick out? I'll have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'll go even a step further. They shouldn't fire Bill Belichick. They can't fire Bill Belichick. And Rob, you know, I am on the record many times as saying Brady deserves more credit than Belichick for those championships. Now, I'm not saying Belichick doesn't deserve any because he's a great defensive coach. And those early championships with Brady was a game manager. But I've pointed out that Belichick has done pretty much nothing without Brady, whether it was before he got Brady in New England or after. He's made the playoffs 2 out of the 10 years he's coached without Brady. The year before Brady took over, Rob, he had Drew Bledsoe, who, you know, was a four-time Pro Bowler, like was a top quarterback. I believe Rob was the first quarterback to make $100 million, first football player to make $100 million in a contract. And they won 5 games. And then Bledsoe got hurt. They were, I think, 0-2. And then Brady took over out of necessity, and the rest is history. I give Belichick credit for sticking with Brady when Bledsoe came back healthy and for building those defenses around, you know, that could protect Brady when he was young and still developing. So I'm not trying to, you know, say he just happened to be along for the ride. But regardless of how you feel about it, Rob, he won 6 Super Bowls. And I'm with you. Like, whether it's at the end of this year or next year or whatever, if they want to sit down with Belichick and be like, hey, this isn't working. We want to go in a different direction. You know, let's part ways, you know, with dignity. It can be, you don't even have to be mutual. Just you stepping away. You know, or they could say, Rob, they don't mind him coaching, but they don't want him to be the GM, you know, whatever it is. But to outright fire, I mean, the Spurs, they could have fired Greg Popovich. They had, I think, 4 horrific seasons. They didn't do it. They haven't won a thing since Tim Duncan left and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. Even with Kawhi left because he didn't like the way things were being run.
100%.
Right? And so you could have been like, oh, he doesn't relate to the modern-day player, you know, all you that
run
stuff.
Him, you could have run him out of there, Chris, yep. Easily.
They never considered it. And, Rob, Chuck Noll obviously won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers. He made the playoffs 4 out of his last 12 seasons with Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They didn't fire him. I mean, you just – there's certain things you just don't do. And Rob, I'll say this and then let you go.
And you know I'm not a big Bill Belichick fan either. You know I'm not.
You've been harder on him than me. I mean, for the cheating and all that. And all I'll say, like, and I don't think Robert Kraft's even thinking about selling them. But if he did and another owner came in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He could do it like when Jerry Jones fired Tom Landry.
Right.
That's different.
Because that's when it's yours now, your baby. Yep. You get to do whatever you want, and I understand that. I remember the shockwaves, Chris, when Tom Landry was fired. It was like,
oh, my God.
And even then,
it felt a little off-putting, but right. You get it, right? But
right.
Was like, man, this dude's a legend.
But he brought in his own guy, so that would make sense to me, but I do not like this idea that he's on par with Mac Jones. Really?
Right,
come
right.
on, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm not. I just don't. It sounds good, and it sounds like juicy material.
Right.
But I can't. It would be stunning that he's in line, right, to pass Shula, right? And they would get rid of him?
Now, that's the interesting thing, Rob. He needs 19. And, Rob G, it is 19. I heard a couple of people saying 29, but I think it's 19.
How many
double
more?
Check
yeah.
that, Rob G.
If it's 29, then it might not happen.
Well, look, I'm starting to wonder about 19, Rob.
Nah, he can
I
get
mean,
it because he would.
Like
if
this
if
year,
he
what they gonna win this year? Six, seven.
If he parted ways with them, Chris, somebody would hire him. I'm telling
he's
you,
he's 17 away from yeah. tying, so he needs 18.
So he needs 18.
To win.
So he needs 2-9.
I
win
think
seasons.
That's this season. I think it's this season and two after that.
Wow,
I mean that's a lot.
How old is he though? He's 70.
He's like 72, I think. Rob G. He's one of the oldest ever. Is 73. That was Romeo Crennel, I believe.
Yeah.
He was an interim.
He's 71, Chris. 71.
Right.
So.
And George Hollis was 73, and Romeo Crennel was like an interim.
And what's crazy is Pete Carroll is older. Is Pete Carroll?
Yes,
Pete Carroll, Chris, is 72. He looks good.
Pete Carroll looks great. Yeah.
Doesn't
he? Yeah, I mean, they both are obviously in good shape for guys that old. There's no doubt. But yeah, Carroll really looks good.
And Nick Saban, 71. Chris, if Pete Carroll
all those guys are going to coach, at least Carroll and Saban.
4 or 5 more years.
Are going to coach, yeah, till they're
If Pete Carroll dyed his hair, you wouldn't believe that he would. Am I right? If he dyed his hair, you'd say he's in his early 60s.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Like, he definitely is in great shape. But, right, you just I think, I don't know, are there people in the organization leaking stuff to reporters out there in New England?
Chris,
I don't know.
You know what? You're probably right. And remember this. Bill Belichick has probably crushed a lot of people along the way when you're at a place for a long time. And when they finally smell like you couldn't say anything, Chris, because he was winning.
Right.
But when there's finally some blood in the water – that's
are
where
you
that stuff
about media.
No, I'm talking about like the people inside the building. Yeah, because they look at him as vulnerable. You know
right.
what I mean? Like now,
I was saying today on First Things First. The only possible way, Rob, that you would fire him is if indeed, and we know there's been tension there between him and Kraft, him and Brady. But tension is one thing. But I'm talking about. If this guy is hated by virtually everybody in the organization, and, you know, like he is just known as the number one jerk in the league, and he just runs over people, steps on people, treats people like crap, and they can't do anything about it because he's been so successful, that's one thing, right? I mean, I would kind of get that. But I don't think it's, I don't think it's been that bad, Rob. I mean, do you?
No, a couple years ago when they made the playoffs, it was incredible that they were able to make the playoffs.
No, but I'm just saying like.
Oh, what?
I don't think he's that hated. I mean, sure,
no.
You got people that don't like you.
I'm just saying there are enemies. You know what I'm saying, but I doubt it. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people had long careers there, Chris, and success and got money. Because
absolutely.
Of the success of the franchise.
It's absolutely.
Because if
everybody in that building that's been there, you know, for any significant length of time
right.
benefited from Belichick.
Because if you're winning, Chris, you know, remember there's bonuses, all kinds of stuff that comes with winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They probably got a couple of staff rings, Super Bowl rings.
No question.
When they make people rings for the staff.
Yep. It does. You're right. It trickles down, man.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
and that's
about
why,
it.
That's how you keep people loyal because you got to spread the wealth, share with people who are in it. You know what? At one time, Chris, this is always, I think, was the craziest thing. In baseball, can you believe the writers used to get World Series rings who covered the team?
Really?
Hal McCoy.
I bet you the New York Times didn't allow.
No, no.
They wouldn't even allow us to vote.
Yeah, you guys couldn't even vote.
When I was there, yeah.
Yeah, Hal McCoy from the Dayton Daily News. He's a Hall of Fame, in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame writer, one of my favorite people of all time. He got rings when the Reds won in 75 and 76.
Wow.
I just like the whole, he showed me a World Series ring with his name on it. I'm like,
was it back then? Were the writers
travel?
I mean, obviously there was some independence, but were they to some extent considered like a part of the team? You know what I mean? Like,
yes, they were. Because they all traveled together, the broadcasters, the writers. Yeah. Chris, I used to be on the Nets team bus. I think that was past your era.
The Nets?
Yes.
New basketball?
The New Jersey Nets.
On the bus?
On the bus with
going
the players.
Where? Like to the games?
From the hotel? Hotel to the arena. We'd all go together.
Wow.
We wouldn't get in the cab.
From the time I started covering Rob, we certainly weren't on buses. We weren't flying with the teams. And we weren't even allowed in practice. Now, when you covered the NBA, couldn't you go watch the whole practice?
We watched practice all the time.
Yeah, we could see, like, you know, they let us in for like the last 10 minutes.
No, we used to watch practice. I used to fly commercial.
Did you go to the whole practice, like, for the most part?
Yeah, not every day, but you know what I mean. Like, if I was writing an off-day story or something, shoot around, I'd go to shoot around and then, you know, go back go back to my hotel. But we would travel with them. Like, they would be sitting next to me on a commercial flight.
That's crazy.
It
was all charter by the time I started.
I would get on a team bus, Chris. The bus is at 4:05 or whatever, you know, at 5 o'clock for this arena.
Wow.
And I remember us going to the Salt Lake City Marriott, Chris, over to the Salt Palace, which was literally across the street.
Right.
And Bill Fitch wouldn't let any players walk by themselves. You had to take the bus.
Yeah, no, that's how they do.
He said, we got to go as a team.
So when you or someone, any other writer, wrote something, you know, negative, whether it was just your opinion or you broke a story that was, you know, negative towards some people, what was it like?
They just confronted you, but it was no, like on the bus, no, usually they didn't give you a hard time. I never had any, you know, they would confront you. I was confronted by players who didn't like what I said, but never, like, publicly, you know what I mean? In the bus or in the airport or whatever.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rob G, Evan Neal got himself in some hot water, offensive lineman for the New York Giants. Why don't you explain to us what was going on?
Oh, it's all bad in the city of New York right now, guys.
It is bad.
It is. Mets out, Yankees out.
Jets and Giants stink.
Horrible. Giants stink. Brooklyn and the Knicks. I mean, they're so-so.
Right.
And now you got this mess.
So here's what happened. Giants right tackle Evan Neal on Monday night about halftime. They're going to the locker room and they're getting booed mercilessly by the MetLife crowd. So he kind of hyped him up as he's going into the tunnel. And the next day, NJ Advanced Media caught up with him and asked him about the incident. And here's how he responded. They were booing us, so I said, boo louder. Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of a sheep? The person that's commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? Obviously, that kind of got picked up. He tried to apologize with a statement on X. Didn't really go over well.
What'd he say?
He said that, he let his emotions get the best of him. He didn't want to become a distraction. He apologized. And then, since it didn't blow over, today, as soon as practice ended, he made a point to beeline towards the media and apologize again, saying, I'm very remorseful. I definitely could have used a better choice of words. Coming from humble beginnings myself, I never wanted to belittle anyone, regardless of their financial status or occupation.
And Chris, Don LaGreca, who's on the Michael Kay Show, one of his co-hosts, he blew a gasket. Chris.
Really?
Oh my God, Don LaGreca.
And I used to hear them. I didn't hear this.
He blew a absolute gasket.
See if you can get the sound. Can we get sound of that?
It was.
I like LaGreca. Yeah, I think it's.
I did a show with
really
LaGreca, Chris, back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah, the ESPN.
I used to be on with him sometimes, as a guest. But yeah, he's.
But
good.
He went off, and you know what? I'm with Don LaGreca. Players can't do this, Chris. You gotta stop. Do we have the second? Just hear this, Chris. It's 90 seconds.
The full 90, so you get the full context.
Watch this. Listen to this.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'd cut his ass. I would. How dare you? How dare you? These people pay your salary. They pay an obnoxious amount of money to park, an obnoxious amount of money for PSLs to sit there and watch this pap, and you call them hamburger flippers? What, you're so much better? I'd rather have a guy that's flipping hamburgers block than your piece of garbage ass. Who the hell are you to talk to fans like that? You piece of garbage. I hate when players do that. You're not above us. What, because you happen to play a sport? You make them, you're better than me? You're better than the people that pay your salary? These Giant fans were here before you, and they'll be here after your sorry ass is cut. What a piece of human trash. And I don't want to hear some apology. I don't want to hear, I was taken out of context. I didn't mean, I don't want to hear, done. I would cut his fat ass.
Wow.
Oh, if I'm John Mara, I call him into the office and say, you were a first-round pick, but you're not worth anything. You don't talk to our fans that way. You don't talk to me that way. You are out of a job.
Don LaGreca from ESPN New York. And Chris, he's spot on. I'm sorry. You cannot disrespect the people, the fans, no matter what. They are passionate. They show up. People give up, Chris, their disposable income. They're working regular jobs. They're giving up money to do other things when they got to pay $400, $500 to go to a game.
We've said it. I mean, we've been blessed because we're in the business to go to games free for most of our life. I am astounded, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball, how many fans go to these games because of the financial, can afford to go to these games. I'm shocked.
Chris, they love it. It's a part of this country's fabric, the sports leagues and being a part of it and being in that crowd. You've been to games. There's nothing like it if your team wins and you're packed in with 50,000. Very few things in this world, Chris. Can we all go somewhere together and be on the same page? It ain't politically and all kinds of other issues, but if it's the home team and they got a chance to win the Super Bowl or World Series,
when it's a bad team,
right?
That's the thing. Most fans go when their team is bad.
You know what I mean? But there's a common bond there, and most people are on the same page. And when players do this and rip on fans and belittle them, you're a hamburger flipper and you're this or that, it's just a shame. It's bad. It's bad. Don LaGreca, I don't – for him to blow a gasket, I'm not mad at him.
I love Don. I'm not mad at him at all blowing a gasket. It was very fun to listen to. I wouldn't cut Evan Neal. Would you cut him?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. But if I'm the Maras, Chris, I would have a talking to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't do that to our fans, right?
Somebody obviously spoke with him. I mean, he's not just coming out on Twitter and going to the media after practice because, you know, somebody, a friend said, yo, they going off on you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know this. The PR department at the very
They probably had a heart attack when they saw
him. Right. Now, I'll say this. Evan Neal is human. And Rob, I was talking to Rob G about this earlier as we were discussing the topics. And I was saying, like if you and I, Rob, I mean, we were in Vegas for the fight.
Right.
A few months ago, I guess, as Crawford-Spence fight. And we're walking through the casinos and things like that. And, you know, fans are coming up, giving us love. We're taking pictures, all that. If we're walking through there, Rob, and people are like, cussing at it. You guys suck.
Right.
I don't even know how you got a radio show throwing junk at it. Whatever. Your natural inclination as a human being is going to be like, well, at least I got a show. Like, what did you do? Like, that's your natural inclination to get mad, to strike back. But my point is, I understand Evan Neal feeling that way. You know you guys have been getting smacked around. You're not happy with the situation as you're walking in for halftime. But no matter how much you feel that way, Rob, you can't do it. That's the thing. I don't blame him for feeling that way. Anybody that says they might not feel that way, you're lying. But you got to be professional and you can't do it because LaGreca's right. Ultimately, Rob, the fans pay the salaries. If the fans decide in mass that we're not going to these games anymore, we're not watching these games anymore, guess what? You're not making all those millions of dollars anymore.
And don't kid yourself.
And so you just got to be, just like you and I would have to be professional in a certain situation, so do the athletes. And, you know, human beings, we all have situations where you got to bite your tongue.
Chris, even if somebody said that they didn't like you on the radio or television, you couldn't be in a sports bar like MFing people and making a scene. That's just what it would be unprofessional.
Well, you know, it would go viral.
Right.
You know, people.
We've seen it.
Right.
What was that woman from ESPN with the parking attendant?
Remember.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think it was Brett McHenry or something like
right,
that.
Right, you remember that, Chris? And she was like, look at you, look at the job that you're doing or whatever.
Bad.
It was bad.
Everybody has moments they're not proud of, but you just got to be careful. Like it made her really look bad. I don't know her that well, but I'm not going to say she's a bad person because of that, but that was a bad moment, and a lot of people, that's all they know about you.
Right, that's all they remember,
right.
No doubt about it.
Right.
All right.
It's tough. You just got to, Rob, you got to understand, look, we benefit a lot, right? Evan Neal and athletes, Rob, don't like when you say it, but some of that is why you get the millions of dollars and you got to take the negative. Like, we're in the public eye too. And
we say
we're on
the
lower level. But yeah, whenever you're in a public job, whether it's politician,
yep,
actor, actress, athlete, somebody even like us, you're going to get criticism. And you have to just, you know, take it. And you understand, look, part of the benefit, though, is you know, especially athletes and people at that level, you're making incredible amounts of money. And you certainly shouldn't belittle the people, you know, about what they're making. And he's probably, I don't know what, I assume maybe he did come from humble beginnings. You know, that's not unusual. So, yeah, you really got to check yourself when that's
the situation. Before you wreck yourself.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.